Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 202. This is our E3 special episode covering Microsoft's announcements at E3 yesterday. This is recorded on the 15th of June, 2010. Hi, I'm Paul, and this is Catherine.
Hi.
Louder.
Hi.
Better.
That sounded horrible.
Okay, Adam isn't here because this is like an out-of-band show which isn't recorded at a normal time, and it's 10 to 10, and I want to go to bed, and I have to edit the show and do the show, and it's like... But there's E3 stuff going on. Alright, so yeah, Microsoft had their press event thingamajig on Monday, where they announced all the new stuff they're doing. So this isn't going to be like a normal episode. We're just going to quickly run through what was announced and what they showed off and give our opinions on some of it.
Not that there was huge amounts announced.
So yeah, hopefully this will be a short episode. We're planning to have another show which will cover Nintendo and Sony, possibly together. And then maybe another show to wrap up.
Yeah, we could have another one that wraps up all the developers.
It's really difficult because Catherine's working late at the moment, so it's difficult where to find time to do it. And like, I had to do the show notes
6 in the morning.
Well, I suppose we could do it at 6 in the morning if you want. At least then I could just go back to bed and edit it later.
I've got other stuff to do in the morning, so
yeah, so there's not going to be name that game, letters, anything like that. This is all E3 coverage. So the first thing that Microsoft showed at their little event was a Call of Duty Black Ops
playthrough
stuff. Yeah,
playthrough in a trailer, wasn't it?
Some guy was playing it. So yeah, I mean, new Call of Duty game.
Obviously, I'm saying the other reason they said about it was, well, no, I'm saying because they got some exclusive map packs only coming to 360, or all the map packs coming to 360 for exclusiveness at times.
Let's consult the master, me. Yeah, the reason that Microsoft trotted these people out of Treyarch was because they've got an exclusive agreement to always get the map packs first on Xbox 360 for the next 3 years.
He didn't mention how long in advance that is, though.
So yeah, similar to like what we've seen with Modern Warfare already, where it's like out on PlayStation about a month later. Why anyone would want to play it on the PlayStation is a different matter entirely.
I'm sure other people would disagree, but...
Yeah, PlayStation fanboys. Not that I can really say. I don't think the Call of Duty games have been any good since the second one, but... You know, what do I know? I'm not cool or hip with it. Like, the new kids these days with their war games and, like, my Quake sci-fi shooter games. Pew, pew. Yeah, they also showed some Metal Gear Solid Rising and they trotted out... What's his name?
Kojima.
Hideo Kojima. Who talked a bit about Metal Gear Solid Rising. And this actually looked quite good. I actually thought, yeah, cool. So yeah, this is the Metal Gear Solid game where we talked about it a couple of months back.
Zandatsu.
It means cut and take, or slice and take, or something. Yeah. So yeah, basically, you have a sword.
You play as Raiden.
Yeah, you don't play as old
Snake.
Man Snake creeping along with his walking stick and a sword in it.
Well, he doesn't use it.
Well, yeah. So anyway, it actually looked pretty cool.
Slicing up people, yeah, choosing the angle.
I mean, you know, it reminded me a bit of like how No More Heroes, you slice people up in that, but only this was much more dynamic and you could slice them like in many more places.
And it was, you had total control over it.
Yeah. And then, of course, you could even slice up buildings and stuff, and walls and pillars.
And cut a watermelon at the end.
Yes, that was very impressive.
He kept cutting it into little pieces.
What are you doing to my desk?
I'm dusting your desk. It's dusty.
Yeah, so that's a couple of cool things.
That's all cool.
Neither of which are really exclusive on Xbox. But everything we talk about next will be entirely exclusive on Xbox 360. So yeah, we got the stuff which is multi-format, which they show just to like make friends with people from Japan and Treyarch.
That, and they showed those at the start, if you notice. Whereas everything else exclusive was...
During the show, they actually said everything after this point will be exclusive. Okay, so Gears of War 3 was showing off. They had Cliffy B out to show a bit of that. They were showing the four-player co-op. Number 2 had, like, four or five-player co-op. They didn't it, so... nothing new there. Although what was really cool about this was the new enemies, because they could like mutate and change shape, which I suppose is some new Unreal Engine technology they chucked in there to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or what else did they have? They had taken someone's cover. So he grabbed one of the enemies and shot. That's a new Unreal thing, that's got to be. Unless it was in number two. I don't know.
What?
Where he grabbed one of the locusts and used him as cover, and then shot another one.
No, I don't think you could use them as cover in number two. Hmm. Not that he played a lot. Peter Molyneux was also brought out to show Fable 3.
Claiming it was a 360 exclusive.
When, of course, it's also on Windows.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll forgive Peter Molyneux's little...
Slip of the mind.
Slip of the brain.
Slip of the brain.
So yeah, Fable 3 was shown. They showed a bit of the storyline.
They showed a trailer. I thought it looked kind of cool. We've got it up on our YouTube channel. I liked seeing all the guys marching.
Yeah, it didn't look that much different than number 2, in my opinion.
I think it did look a bit... Because I played 2, like, 2 weeks ago.
I played 2, like, a lot. I've got more gamer score than you in 2.
That was the first time I played it, to be honest.
More gamer score.
But it did look a bit better.
Okay, well, it looks a bit better, but it's still got the same sort of Fable gameplay with spells and combat.
And as he made sure to point out, English humour.
Yes.
Obviously because of the main people being Americans at E3.
Yeah, who seem to like that sort of thing. Well,
like
we guess they do.
That's why they shove it in it. Because they think people like it.
Yeah, I mean, could do it without... I mean, I was playing Black and White today, and my turtle creature guy, I told him to build a wall, and he started pooping on it. It's like, oh, just build a wall. You don't have to go and poop on stuff.
That's apparently English humour.
It's not funny. It's not clever when my creature decides to do that.
I think at some points it's just a bit too silly.
And if I catch him doing it again, he's going to get a smack in the mouth.
Okay. So Fable 3 was looking cool.
Yeah, so storyline-wise, it's 50 years after Fable 2. The game basically resolves around two brothers. I assume you might be able to switch it to a lady characters as well. But yeah, basically one brother is the king dude who's a tyrant and everything, and then you play his other brother who's like has to lead a revolution against him and so on and so on. So yeah, it looks quite cool. Still have a dog, which is cool.
You can have a boxer if you buy a special edition.
Only on Xbox, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crytek were also... Ooh.
They announced the release date for Fable as well.
Oh, okay, what's the release date?
October 26th, which will probably be October 29th over here. That's like 2-3 days before my birthday.
Oh, yay. So yeah, Crytek also announced a new game. This was actually quite surprising.
And they did a whole build-up to how they like their partners, and then saying, we have a new partner. And I was thinking the second I saw it, I was like, okay, who on earth is this going to be?
Bungie. We're friends again.
I didn't expect it.
No, I didn't really expect it. And so they haven't announced what it's called. They haven't really shown any footage. They showed a little sort of trailer, which didn't really give any clues other than it was set like 2,000 years ago or something.
I spoke to someone at work about it today, and apparently with one of the videos that they have showing off their engine, it's got some gameplay footage in it from around that time period. And they were thinking it might have to do with it.
Oh, maybe.
So I might check that out.
But did you have that footage prepared for the show? No.
I only got home a little while ago.
Normally she's like totally on the ball and she'd have all this stuff ready and it's like, geez, man.
Sorry.
You're letting it slip.
Yeah, I'm slipping.
You need to maintain your 24/7 hyper power.
So I'm not allowed to sleep now.
No more sleep. You have to work on the show. So yeah, this is codenamed Kingdoms at the moment. We don't really know much about it. I would say it looked good, but it was a pre-rendered trailer, so...
Yeah.
Hard to really say. But interesting, and it won't be this year, next year, probably at the earliest. They also showed some Halo Reach stuff, which is obviously going to be a major game for them.
Wasn't it? Well, it was single-player gameplay footage, wasn't it?
Yeah, which means everyone had been concentrating on multiplayer.
Yeah.
Do we know when this is coming out,
other than
September?
Yeah, September 14th, isn't it? This was announced a while back. I think it's around the 14th or something like that.
Okay, yeah, well, it's September.
I'm probably wrong on that date.
At some point. So this continues... Well... doesn't continue. It's a prequel to the original Halo 1, and it takes place on Reach, which was a planet, because everyone says it and they don't know what it is. What are you doing to my mouse?
14th, yeah, it's March 14th.
Don't click.
Sorry.
Don't click. No! So yeah, this is set on the planet Reach, which was Earth's like major military fortified planet, and you play as a Spartan with other Spartans, and hopefully it's going to be good. Bungie seem to think it's the best game they've ever done, but people say that even when they make rubbish games. So we'll wait and see if this is any good. Hopefully it will be, and hopefully the storyline will be really good. It's a storyline I'm worried about, because, you know, I like the Master Chief storyline with the Arbiter. That was cool. And that's what made me really play it and enjoy it, was like just seeing what happened next. Which is why I've got the cutscenes on the server, so I can watch them whenever I want. So yeah, hopefully it'll be good. GamerCast will, of course, review it and have the review on our first show after the game is released.
And we will also have an unboxing of Special Edition.
Oh yes, the expensive...
Hey, I'm paying for it, so it doesn't really matter to you, does it?
Expensive Legendary Edition.
I'll be buying it, and you'll probably pinch my game and be like, yeah, I'm going to go play it now. And lock yourself in the room. Put a chair up against the door or something so I can't come in and just not disturb you. Isn't that right?
That doesn't sound very realistic.
Isn't that right? You said you're not allowed to be disturbed.
No, I can't play in here.
Oh, you have to do it in the living room. Are you going to book some time off work?
No. I might have any days free then, because I would have already used them all. I would use them all for you.
Don't have to.
Don't seem to appreciate it. I might save 1 or 2 days just for Halo. Anyway, next up, Kinect. This is formerly what they called Project Natal, which is their... What was that?
I said Natal really quietly.
Okay. So yeah, this is Kinect. It's spelled K-I-N-E-C-T. E-C-T. E-C-T. That is right, isn't it? Yeah. K-I-N-E-C-T.
The first time I saw it, I just read kinetic.
Yeah, it's iToy Kinetic.
I know. I know it's iToy Kinetic. It never used to sell. But I saw it, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're really playing out with this funny name.
Kinect.
Yeah, you should have just called it Kinect with a K instead of a C.
I was alright with Natal.
Instead of this Kinect. Yeah, but Natal, what the fuck does that mean? And people say Natal and then, you know.
True, I mean it was a code name though, so.
Yeah, so this has been announced. It's going to be released...
November. I think something said 4th of November.
Yeah, 4th of November in North America, and then the rest of the world will follow within a couple of weeks. They did actually save a date, but I don't seem to have it in my notes here. I will blame that on you. Actually, I'll blame it on Tim because he kept on interrupting me while I was watching it. And then he was sat on the bed watching it and it's like, damn! Well, Charlotte wasn't here, so he was moving around. So he just moved in my room for a bit. Anyway, not sure how much it's going to be. They haven't announced pricing.
There's pre-orders up on some places.
Yeah, game
about 130, I think.
I don't think it's going to be that much. I think it'll be under 100. Game are doing deposits for 10 quid.
Yeah.
So if Game are doing deposits for 10 quid, normally their deposits are like 20 quid.
That's for a console, though.
Yeah, but a console of, say, 100, 150, like the DS. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we don't know about bundle-wise specifically, although everyone expects a bundle with an Xbox.
I want a bundle.
And we're not sure if it's going to come with any games or anything like that. Because obviously you're really going to need a game to enjoy it properly. The first game we're going to talk about for it is Kinect Sports. This is developed by Rare.
Yeah.
It's nice to see them producing killer apps.
Hey, I said Rare were going to announce Sonic, didn't I?
Yes, Rare announced Sonic. Well, Microsoft announced Sonic and Rare got, I think, one word mentioned. So yeah,
That dude that was talking with the glasses, he was a guy that works at Rare.
Oh, was he? Well... the Microsoft guy only didn't really introduce him that well.
Yeah. He said he was some guy at Rare.
Some guy.
So he wears sunglasses inside.
What? Sunglasses?
Was he wearing sunglasses?
Nah, sunglasses was the Microsoft research bloke who was trying to be hip.
I'm getting so confused.
Yeah, you are.
That shows how tired I am.
Yeah, it's a good job someone's here to like maintain the quality of the show. Oh. So this, as you might expect, is a bit like Wii Sports... Although it does have some slightly different events.
It had a... What are they called? Hurdles? That's not what they're called, is it?
Yeah, it's hurdles. So you've got... You just sort of run on the spot.
I thought that looked fun. Although that woman did not put any effort into it.
No, she just like jumped like an inch off the
floor. Itty bitty dump.
But I think it's a good game. So I'll just quickly... It's got hurdles, football, meaning soccer, bowling, javelin, long jumps, table tennis, boxing, volleyball were all the ones I managed to spot.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw volleyball. Boxing? I don't remember seeing boxing. Long jump. How's that going to work? Are you just going to run on the spot and then do a little jump?
And then jump, yeah. So I think some of these games really sort of demonstrate what you can do with Kinect, which you can't do with a Wii thing. So, like, running, you can't do with a Wii.
No, you can only do it like how EA Active do it. So you can only, like,
move the controller up and down like that.
By putting something on your leg.
Yeah, so there's no, so it's good to see that doing things that you can't do with Wii or Move. Football's kind of similar, because you can't really kick things unless you put the controller in your sock. Javelin you could do, long jump, same thing again. Table tennis you could do, boxing you do, and volleyball. Yeah, you get the point. But yeah, it actually looks quite good. The graphics are, you know, pretty good. If you, like, have a Wii thing open and then you put this Xbox stuff next to it, there's, like, orders of magnitude of difference between the two, as you'd expect.
It's your avatars as well.
Yeah, it does use your avatar.
But of course, it's because it's a Microsoft product, so it does.
And of course, Rare developed avatars as well.
Yes, of course they did.
There's also Kinect Adventures, which is...
It's like a Wii Play of Kinect. Yeah,
Wii Play, only a bit more sophisticated than Wii Play, because Wii Play was quite cheap, shall we say.
So, like, the first thing they showed it was you were dodging things and collecting coins, and it just made me think of that awful thing with Richard Hammond called Total Wipeout, or Wipeout, whatever it's called.
Yeah. We're not really sure how many games it's going to have.
No, because they only showed that in Rafting, wasn't it?
Yeah, they showed Rafting. Well, one of the games is based on the Ricochet thing from which they announced, which they showed last year as one of the concept things, and that's one of these games in this Kinect Adventures now. Well, I expect it probably about 10 different sort of games on it or something.
I did think that was cute, though, the photo moments.
Yeah, so points during the game, this was actually quite cool.
I thought that was cute.
Like, say you're doing the Rafting one and you have to, like, move back and forth and jump to, like, jump over things. It would take a picture of you as well, and it can upload it to Facebook.
And you'd know
and
when
like
it was
that.
Doing it, like on roller coasters, because it had a little camera come around and it took a picture.
Yeah, so you could get ready. And yeah, it can upload it to Facebook.
Only thing I have an issue with, though, the pictures they did first time round, they were good. So with the Wipeout thing. But with the Rafting one, they were quite blurry.
Well, who cares? You can upload it to Facebook.
They had even an example of this, saying, blah, blah, upload this to Facebook and have a picture and stuff.
Yeah, I think Ubisoft are going to blow out Wii Fit with this release. This is called Your Shape Fitness Evolved, which you may remember from Combat Evolved.
Yes,
A.K.A. Paul. Halo, which is a similar sort of game, except without guns and spaceships and aliens. So yeah, this is one of, like, Ubisoft's fitness games, like they did on the Wii. Only for Xbox, it uses Natal, Kinect, excuse me. So with Kinect, they can, like, measure how high you are and all this sort of things. Because obviously Kinect's got a rangefinder, so it knows how far away you are.
Apparently if you're... Someone told me this, if in this game, your shape, if your arms go out of the region that Kinect has, whatever goes out turns into butterflies and flies away. And so you know that your arms are out of reach.
Oh, okay.
As a way of making it look kind of...
So, yeah, I mean, this actually looks quite good, because when you see the game, you see, like, an orange representation of yourself, which gives you a sort of idea what Kinect actually sees. But the only thing is, you couldn't see the gap between the body and the arms.
Oh, it saw her things as well, didn't it? Like, her clothes.
Yeah, you could
and
take
your clothes
off.
And she took off her jumper and put it on the floor.
It could see those as well, so that's kind of cool. But yeah, a fitness game, so it's going to have, like, loads of different fitness
get
events.
Achievements for doing fitness things.
Yes, it's an Xbox 360 game, which means there will be achievements.
I know. I was just saying. I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, I mean, compared to the stuff on the Wii, because on the Wii you had the Wii Balance Board, which was, like, the most popular thing and the most expensive, which could only, like... It just didn't have any ability to really measure your fitness. It just you just balanced on it and it could weigh you. Then you had EA's Sports Active, which at least you would work your upper body a bit, unlike the Wii Fit, where you could just sit on it. And then you also had the Ubisoft one, which was similar to sort of the Wii Fit, only with a controller.
Mm.
So yeah, this looks quite good. I think they could potentially own this space.
I think the advert was a bit cheesy, though.
I don't remember what advert.
It was a dude doing punching at start and a woman running down the street.
Oh yeah, punching, that's fun. There's also Dance Central. This is by Harmonix,
yeah,
which some people might know as the people behind
Guitar Hero. Oh, was this? Oh, DJ Hero? Hero Games.
Band Hero.
Band Hero.
Yeah, so they're doing a Dance Central game. Dance is also a potentially really good application of this as well, because on the Wii, you only see games which either use a dance mat or a controller, which, no offense, but you can cheat. Because you just do this, and apparently you're dancing. You can't see, but I'm just moving my hand back and forth and up and down. But obviously with this, you actually do have to, like, somewhat mimic the moves you're supposed to be doing.
Well, yeah, it seemed to have, like, a record of all the moves that were in the dances, and it would flick to it to say that you were doing that.
Yeah, so you had, like, beginner modes where you could just do one move at a time and then string them together slowly to get used to it. I won't be doing this game, but I think
it'd look kind of fun.
I think it looks a hell of a lot better than anything we've seen on the Wii, which is what Microsoft is going for.
I'd be really crap at it. I can't dance.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be really good at it.
I can't dance at all. I'd look like a total flip.
You haven't tried.
So I'm going to spend however much on a game to try it.
We have to review it.
Mm-hmm.
That means we have to buy it.
That means I have to buy it.
I'll buy it.
Yeah?
No. Yeah, they also showed some Forza Motorsport related stuff, which they didn't really officially announce the Forza Motorsport 4, and the demo they showed had a Forza Motorsport 3 loading screen. But some of the things they showed were, obviously, they're using your hands to steer the car, which actually looked quite responsive, because I thought there'd be a fairly big lag, you know, but it didn't look too bad. And they also showed that how you could move your head around to look inside the car as well, which is really cool. And that's something that Flight Simulator needs, instead of me trying to use the hand switch on the trouble joystick. So yeah, that looked cool. And they also showed, this is probably going to be likely Forza Motorsport 4. Aren't we going to what? You're interrupting me.
Are you still talking about Forza?
Yeah, why? Okay.
When you finish talking about Forza, tell me.
I'm going to talk a bit about the Kinect hardware after Forza.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you'd left it out. And it's going to be like, Paul, you left it out!
What have I left out?
The stuff you just said you were going to talk about. The hardware.
It's cool.
Wee, wee, wee.
It's under control, yo. Stop interrupting me, like.
Yo.
Yo, my man. What's up? Yeah, so they also showed a thing where you had, like, you could just look at your cars in, like, really high res, and it was, well, like you had the garage in PGR.
Yeah.
It was like that, where you could walk around using Kinect, basically. And then get in it and then, you know, have a look at the dashboard and all this sort of thing, which was cool, but
I wouldn't do it.
I might do it, but to be honest, I'd probably be tempted just to pick up a controller and spin it around. So yeah, nice to see. I mean, again, we're not sure if this is Forza 3 or Forza 4, or if they're going to add this to Forza 3 in, like, a free downloadable, especially the control stuff, because I think they need to do that for some of their own, at least first party games. They need to just, you know, give you a free downloadable so you can use Kinect. Because let's face it, Forza 4 is probably still going to be quite a ways off, and they need some stuff now.
Yeah, considering they spent so long on Forza 3.
Yeah, so the Kinect hardware itself, it's a camera that you put somewhere, and it goes...
Little camera.
Well, it's not that little, it's like this big.
No.
The reason the new Xbox looks smaller is because the camera's massive. So yeah, the camera, it's basically, well, there's three cameras in it, a rangefinder, a Ray microphone, and all these other fancy things. It's also motorized, so it can follow you around.
Yes.
Which is cool. But there's a few things we don't know, like what sort of lighting conditions they recommend. But I suspect because they probably don't have infrared filters, it can just see the near-infrared anyway. So that might not be that much of an issue. There's also the biggest problem, in my opinion, is they haven't said what sort of field of view it has. Because obviously in all their demos, the people have been stood quite far away. But I mean, if you're sat in a typical house in Europe or like Japan, where the TV is like 2 meters in front of you, does it have a really wide field of view so it can see all your body?
I'd say our TV's not really 2 meters in front of us. More like a meter.
Well, you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
So yeah, we're not sure what the minimum range is to fit a person in. So that could potentially be an issue. But then saying that, you know, you do have cameras with fairly wide-angle lenses, so hopefully they can overcome that. If not, it could be quite a big deal-breaker, especially in countries where rooms are small.
Yeah.
Like I said, cost-wise, we don't know. We do know a bit about the connection it's going to have on the back of it. So it's going to have a USB port. It's also going to have a weird proprietary connector and then also a power lead. So if you've got a current model Xbox, you'll need a power lead and a USB thing. So you need to plug it into the mains and then plug the USB into the console. But if you get one of the new Xboxes, which we will talk about in a minute, you can just plug it into the dedicated connect port, which is basically, you can think of as a high-powered USB, which can power it as well.
You're going to mention the Video Connect?
Yeah, I'm going to mention the other software bits now, alright?
Okay.
One of the, like, there's a few integrated things you can do in the dashboard. So, as Xbox has had Messenger integration for some time, they'll also have video chat as well, and this will also go back over to Messenger as well. So, yeah.
So, if I was really bored, I could go on the Kinect in the living room, and if you were on your computer, I'd send a thing and I'd say hi.
And we could also watch things. So they demoed some like MSN TV stuff. You could watch both at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is alright, I suppose.
Hey,
I have,
if we had that back when we used to watch Battlestar,
yeah,
that would have been
really
easier
good.
Than, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
So yeah, but I think it would also show if any of your friends were watching stuff as well, and you could just jump in.
But then how does that work?
How does what work?
Like, I don't know. Aren't there thingy issues?
Well, you download a video from the internet, and then you've got the two video sessions going back as well.
Aren't there, like, piracy issues with that, though?
It's all the MSN TV stuff, though, isn't it?
Oh, okay, so it's not just any old videos.
No. Of course not. Oh, look. Does it support Xvids from my own server? No.
Oh, okay.
What a shame. So yeah, that's cool. Like I said, no pricing information. Which we really should have pricing information.
It's weird that they didn't even give it like a rough figure.
I think they wanted to see what Sony were doing.
And maybe they also wanted to see the reaction from people as well.
Yeah, you know, keep it cheap, guys. Okay, it's a motorized webcam with a couple of cameras in it, you know. Keep it cheap. £50. £40. £40 of a game. There you go.
£40 with a game. That's the price of a game.
Okay, new Xbox, Natal, Kinect, excuse me, and Kinect Sports, £20. They just fly off the shelves.
Yep. Yeah.
In your face, Sony. You wouldn't be able to compete with that, would you?
They would just fly off the shelves, but they'd also lose a bit of money.
Man, they can afford it. Steve Ballmer doesn't mind these days. Oh, wait, he's trying to, like, save all the money he can by cutting every team and all this other stuff. Yeah, great. So yeah, that's going to be out in November, which is a shame. I thought they might try it for a bit earlier launch.
They should have launched it alongside what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, but then it would be here, like, straight away. Yeah, so they also announced a new Xbox 360. I won't call it Slim.
Because that's not the official name.
Because it doesn't have an official name.
No, it doesn't have a name at all.
So, you know, people are going to call it new Xbox 360. Some people are going to call it Xbox 360 Slim. Some people are going to call it redesigned Xbox 360. But yeah, it's a new Xbox 360. It's, what is it, 20% smaller than the current model? Thereabouts. It loses the inhale from the current Xbox design, which I remember them going on about for ages. The inhale design, where it curves inwards, and now it's like angular.
Yeah, it's like my old phone.
Yeah, it's like the Touch Diamond.
Weird, like, angles.
It looks quite cool. It's a glossy black finish, which is going to be fantastic for those people who like putting their fingers all over it. Price-wise, same as the current Xbox 360 Elite, $300 or £200. It's going to come equipped with a 250GB removable hard drive.
Which goes in at the bottom as opposed to the top.
Goes in the side.
Bottom.
Led down.
You
have to stand it up.
If you stand it up, it's in the bottom.
Side. Sit it down.
That's not sitting down, is it?
Our one isn't, but that's because you put it there on my cramped desk.
Only issue I have with it.
Just wait, the, I haven't finished.
Fine, okay, I'll say my stuff when you finish with your specs.
Interrupt, I'm doing the specs, yo.
Okay, spec man.
Yeah, 250GB removable hard drive. It's not compatible with the current hard drives that are out because it's in a much smaller caddy. It still uses a proprietary connector, so you can't just use an off-the-shelf hard drive unless we can break that caddy open and jiggle it up and put it in. which will be a lot easier than the current thing. Hopefully, maybe.
Not that that's easy with a PS3 anyway.
Also comes with integrated 802.11n, which is better than PS3 and Wii.
Yep.
So yeah, you'd have to buy a £60 adapter now, which obviously made the Xbox 360 Elite more expensive than a PS3. So it's good they've integrated that now, because they needed to do it. It still, however, has the power supply being external.
But slightly smaller.
It's the same size as a Jasper.
Oh, okay.
I think. If it's any smaller than a Jasper, it's only a teeny weeny little bit. So yeah, same size as a 150-watt Jasper power supply-ish. All the people who were like unboxing it after they got their free ones didn't bother to actually measure it and just compared it to like their hand or a game or whatever. And yeah, so it's about the same size as the Jasper one, so not much smaller from that point of view. But saying that, the Jasper is fairly smaller than the old original power supply. It's also apparently whisper quiet.
Yes.
One
thing I noticed though, that an unboxing video I watched, he did turn it on, but there wasn't a disc in there being read. So it's like, that's not really a true representation of it, is it?
Yeah, but I mean, I think what most people get annoyed about, noise-wise, is when they're watching a film. Because a game...
I find it so loud in here if I play a game, because if I...
Install it to the hard drive.
No, well, even then it's still loud, because I don't want your speakers too high. Yeah? Because I want
to be
too loud.
It's going to be quieter. It's no good having to go at me, yo.
But...
I didn't design the thing.
If I sit on the bed over there, I can't hardly hear anything because the 360 is so loud.
Get a new one.
Mmm. It hasn't got a memory card slot.
Does it need one?
No, but then that means my memory card is useless.
No, it isn't. We plug in one of our USB things, stick it in, copy the saves over, then trade the memory card in.
For what? A pound?
Actually, if you try to trade it in with me, I'll tell you we don't want it.
Thank you, Paul.
It's useless, sorry. So yeah, doesn't have any memory card slots, as Catherine rudely interrupted me. It has two USB slots on the front, which are under a like slidey panel. It's slidey as opposed to flippy outy like the current model. It has three USB ports on the back. Which is quite cool, because obviously PlayStation only has two. Xbox 360 has three. And the new one has five.
My PS3 has a bazillion USB ports.
Your PS3 is 100 years old.
And really loud.
Yeah, it's got the dedicated connect port in the back as well, next to the Ethernet jack. It does have an Ethernet jack, unlike the Wii. It's also got the regular AV connection thing, also HDMI, but it's also got a separate optical out for those who use HDMI and want optical out without using the breakout AV box thing you had to use.
But the power thing was different.
They change the power things every time. There's already three different
power. It was really weird looking, because it was like these two little circles.
Yeah. Positive and negative.
It just looked really weird, because of what I'm used to seeing from the back of a 360.
Well, all the plugs have always changed, so yeah, the plug's been redesigned for the new power supply, so you can't accidentally put the wrong power supply into the wrong unit and blow it up, or blow the house up, or whatever. Yeah.
You can't put your old faceplates on it anymore.
They haven't mentioned faceplates, so I assume they got rid of faceplates.
I think they probably got rid of them, but that means my poor dead Ryzen faceplate doesn't have a 360 to sit on. What am I going to do with that 360 if I want to get one of these? Do I want to trade it in? You can't get much for it, can you?
£90, isn't it?
That's not bad. I only got it a little while ago, though.
Yeah, but do you want that or do you want the latest one?
Depends how...
The latest one, which is Whisper Quiet.
Oh, but then I've lost my Fable 2 save.
Oh, you'll just have to start your Fable 3 save.
Not that that comes out until October 26th.
You can wait. Well, the Xbox, yeah, Xbox is shipping now, which means in the US it'll be available later this week. In Europe, we have to wait until...
July 16th.
Thank you. And we're not sure about other territories.
Nah.
But yeah, we're not also sure what effect this will have on other Xbox SKUs, other than making them worthless.
Yeah, pretty much.
There is no, like, arcade SKU for this one, so it looks like this is just going to come out force retailers to drop the price of the current ones get rid of them.
You didn't mention the buttons.
Oh yeah, the buttons are touch sensitive.
Like the PS3.
Like the old PS3.
Oh, the new PS3 not.
No, the regular buttons.
Oh, I like just sliding my finger over the eject button. And then it goes beep 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 because there's nothing in there.
Yeah, so the main power button on the unit is touch sensitive, and so is the little eject button. We're not actually sure where the sync button is now.
Because yeah, I noticed
from
that.
The pictures, I couldn't see anywhere obvious where it was. I'm not sure if it's under the little flap with the USB thing.
Might be kind of annoying to get to.
But I couldn't see it in there, so that might be something to have a route around on later on. The controller is also a tiny bit different.
It looked more black on the back.
It's a darker shade of black.
That is fully black. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, but this is fairly matte. I think the new controller is much more of a... like the... triggers there.
Shiny.
And they've also made the
That bit that wasn't as grey, was it?
They've also made the guide button
chromey. I'll use my my ODST controller anyway.
So yeah, although the current guide button is a little bit shiny, it's not, you know, completely reflective mirror fashion. The new one is.
I'm quite tempted to get one. Loads of people at work I know are quite tempted to get them as well.
Might as well get rid of it before it's worth nothing. We should trade it on a gift card. We should trade it in tomorrow.
But then I won't have one in here.
You can manage for a month without a console in here.
Not that I'm hardly ever in here.
And plus, we need to get a new one because I don't have another plug down there for Kinect.
Aww. Wait, why are we going to have it in here? Where are you going to do it on the bed? Dancing on the bed.
At least then it can see us.
Yeah, be nice far away.
Yeah, so this is basically it for this episode, really. I don't think there's anything else major which was announced.
Not Microsoft-wise, no. I mean, we'll do EA, Sony and
Nintendo maybe tomorrow.
And then if maybe we want, the day after, we can do
like a general one.
EA, Ubisoft. I think apparently Konami have one.
Elder Scrolls 5!
And then we could just do any other general announcements that there's been.
Silent Hunter 7.
Any general announcements that there's been during E3 as well.
Oh, they also plugged Windows Phone 7 briefly, to mention the Xbox Live integration with it.
When did they mention that?
They mentioned it. Look, you can see my live stream of consciousness.
Right, just there.
Yeah, so...
maybe... I don't remember seeing that. Maybe my computer crashed.
I'll just quote this from my notes here. Natal does work with black people. They actually had black people on to demo it. So yeah, those rumours, which I always knew were BS, which PlayStation fanboys started, are obviously BS. Because, yeah, black people do not need to wear white gloves and white clothes for it to work with them.
What I want to know, though, because I mentioned this on Twitter, is if you had two people extremely similar to each other, aka twins, like really identical twins, what does it do?
It says, what the...
Because the dude... He waved at it, and it signed him in.
You have to go in front of it, then you wave, and it signs you in.
And it's like, well, if I was looking extremely like Charlotte at the time and waved, could it sign me in as Charlotte?
It'll probably, maybe, but what Microsoft generally do with all of their sort of natural user interface things is they give you a choice.
I don't want a choice. I want to log me in straight away, like it did for him.
Well, take a blood sample and look at your counts of glucose and food you've got in you and do other analysis to determine the difference then.
What?
I'll just point out, it does have voice recognition as well. They demoed that. I assume it was a real demo. If it was a real demo, it was quite impressive.
Is there a cursor? When they move
the... Yeah, when you move your hand around, it shows something on the screen, like the Wii.
I got really confused, because at one point, when he was doing stuff, I think on the video things, I kept seeing this little cursor pop up and go away, and I was like, what?
Yeah, so last year they demoed it as you sweeping your hand to move in the current UI, but the new UI they've gotten is more like the Wii, where you've got flat tiles in 2D, and you move a cursor around with your hand.
But you could just say it as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, so they said Xbox, pause, all these other things. If this was a real demo, it's quite impressive, because they were blabbering on all the rest of the time, and it didn't make any mistakes.
Oh, one other thing.
Because when you do have speech recognition on all the time, it's always asking, did you mean this, did you mean that, blah, blah, blah. I don't understand that. Because you're just talking to someone else, not it. So they said Xbox, such and such, and it did it.
Yeah, they announced another thing for Xbox Gold subscription members that they can watch ESPN.
Probably not in Europe.
Yeah, so probably in America only.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
But I'm not someone who wants to really watch ESPN, so I'm fine with that.
So yeah, that's it for this show.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow, maybe. With a Nintendo Sony show. They didn't really show anything, to be honest. We'll talk a bit about the 3DS and
Nintendo
the
one they did.
Yeah, but just games. Games are boring.
Lots of cool games.
We want new technology.
cool games.
All right, well, check tomorrow for cool games.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
See ya.